Project called Landscap Logic, which is Evelyn Davis pipe organ, Fred Frith electric guitar, Philip Greenleaf on clarinet and alto saxophone, recorded at the Mills College Chapel, which is a venue that will no longer be available for experimental music as the music department of Mills College is closing down. The track was called The Sailmakers. The album Hidden Danger Lets Me In, released on Clean Feed in 2023. Before that, the long piece by Lea Bertucci from a self-produced and self-released album called Of Shadow and Substance, with Lester St. Louis cello, Henry Fraser bass, Lucia Stavros on harp, and Matt Evans on percussion. The album comes out October 1st, 2023. Lea Bertucci. This is David Weinstein. You're listening to the end moments of Ridgewood Radio for this day. Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you next time.
Allow me to highlight some important New York vocabulary words. First word, bodega. A bodega is a corner store that's open pretty much 24 hours most of the time. You can get almost anything in a bodega. Bodegas are our friends.
Yo, bro, man, I need to pack some cigarettes. I know it ain't right. Well,
you know what I'm saying? It's like the streets are crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like crazy. Where the milk, man?
Scary out there right now.
And some batteries?
Yo, what up? Welcome to the bodega. Sometimes you gotta run down to the store, you know what I mean? Pick up a few things. Bag of Twinkies, carton of milk. Sometimes you may just need some advice. You picked the right spot, man. This is your store. Welcome to the bodega.
Welcome to Bodega Pop on WFMU's Give the Drum Radio. This is Gary. I'm going to be your big friend until, I don't know, when am I going to be your big friend until? 10 p.m. tonight is when I'm going to be your big friend until. And during that time, I'm going to be playing you music that was released by probably my all-time favorite label. I'm guessing that's true. Is that true? I think it is true. I don't think I have to. I mean, if we're talking about American labels, if we're talking about international labels, that might be a different story. because then I might go with Sono Cairo or something. I don't really know. But certainly this is my absolute favorite American label. I've been following everything they've done since they started 20 years ago in 2023, and that is why we're doing this special program. We're doing it now because they're actually on the road. They're coming here to New York. I'm going to be gone when they're here, ironically enough. They're bringing out Baba Commandant again. I saw them last year. They're bringing them here again now in October here to New York. I think they're already touring. And maybe I'll be back on the 18th or whatever. I think it's something like that. Anyway, they're coming back. I'm going to be doing the show, I think, on the Wednesday when they're here. But I'm going away for 2 weeks after this. So I will be broadcasting while I'm gone. I'll be doing it remotely from Arizona and from San Francisco. But I don't need to tell you all that right now. What I really need to tell you is what we've got cooking first. I was going to do this originally in chronological order, but the truth is I have far more of the recordings, the releases from the very first decade than I do from the second decade, and they're very different. The second decade is a lot more field recordings and stuff. So it's kind of a mishmash. I've moved things around, but I will start out with one of their first recordings from the very first year. This is off of a really amazing record, Folk and Pop Sounds of Sumatra Volume 1. We're going to be hearing Indang Parman. Well, I can't even read with these glasses, sorry. Indang Parman, clearly I gotta wear my other glasses. Indang Parman with Samasar. You're listening to Bitty Pop on WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio until 10 p.m. tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out, everybody. Hope you enjoy the show. Okay.